Gospel is very lovely for the exchange that Jesus has with two disciples, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Zebedee means thunder, so the nickname was the sons of thunder. So they're like thunder, they speak very loud, but they kind of go wherever they will. They kind of speak their minds. And so they come to Jesus and says, we want to do for you, they want to sit at Jesus' right hand and at his left, which means they want to accompany Jesus. They want to be very close to Jesus. They want to basically share in what Jesus does. They want to be with him. But Jesus doesn't say yes or no. He says, are you sure you know what you're doing? Are you sure you know what you're signing on to? And it's very much like whenever you sign on to a contract online, there's that little form comes up, that lengthy form that says, I accept the terms and conditions. And you click saying, I have read the terms of conditions. Well, as many of us have not read the terms of conditions, yet we click on it because without it, we won't get any forward. However, well, for the most part, it's no problem. It's pretty straightforward. But if we do it that way, technically, we don't really know where we're getting ourselves into. We've signed on to something that we don't know. And that's what Jesus says to his disciples. Are you sure you know what you're embarking on? Do you know how much suffering's involved in this? And they say yes. So Jesus lays it out for them and says, basically, if you follow me, there will be suffering. However, suffering's only in the short term. In the long term, you will be blessed. So for all of us here today, Jesus' words remind us that yes, in the long run, it's better to be a Christian. It's better to be Catholic. It's better to live the Christian life in the long run. But in the short run, it can mean a bit extra suffering because it can entail sacrifice. It can entail persecution at times. It can entail a bit of ridicule. It can entail a bit of extra suffering than it would not have been had we not been Christians. However, we know that in the long run, it is better to be a Christian because Jesus says in another gospel, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So it is better to be a Christian. These short-term sufferings are only temporary, but the glory that will come is eternal. So in the long run, it is better to be a Christian. But what do we do for the short term while we have the suffering? There's the suffering that comes from being a Christian, but then there's the suffering that comes from life. Just from being this side of heaven, there's bound to be suffering. It can be as major as a major illness, can be as major as being in discord with a loved one, or it could be as minor as being stuck in traffic or stubbing your toe or whatever it is. There will always be suffering in this part of life. So what can we do? What we can do is that we can be like Jesus and offer up our suffering. Being a Christian means that we share in the redemptive suffering of Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. Because Christ is in heaven, he comes to us on the altar in Holy Communion. But he also exists in all of us. We are part of the body of Christ. Jesus is our head, and we are his body. We are extensions of Christ in the world. And so we, just as Christ's sufferings were redemptive, Christ died on the cross to free us from sins and to redeem us. So too that our sufferings can have meaning as well. Our sorrows can have redemptive meaning. We can offer up our sufferings for our salvation and for other people's salvation. That way, our sufferings can have meaning. They can have a purpose, and they can have a positive purpose. And it's because just as Jesus did so, so too we, being the body of Christ, we can offer our sufferings for each other because we are all connected to one another. Being part of the body of Christ, we are connected. So what we do will affect each other. What we do positively will affect each other positively and vice versa. If we sin against the body, we sin against the whole body. So all of us are affected. That's why there's no such thing as a private sin, per se. There's no such thing as a sin you do by yourself, because we're all connected in the body of Christ. And that's the bad news. The good news is that we can, being connected means that we can also benefit the body of Christ by our actions. And that's why our suffering can be used to redeem other people. We can offer up the sufferings and say, I offer up the suffering for X, Y, and Z. I offer it for myself, but I offer up for each other, or I offer up for those who are suffering even greater. Because Christ came to redeem us, and he redeemed suffering. And the suffering he bore in his body, we, the body of Christ, can now bore suffering in ourselves and use it for the salvation of each other. So that way, even the negative things can have meaning. Even the darker times can have a ray of hope, so that there can be no true darkness in this world. There will always be the light, but it's only the light if we accept it. It will only be the light if we choose to offer it up, if we choose to give meaning to our sufferings, and if we choose to recognize that we are the body of Christ. We are part of one another. We are part of Christ's body. So just as we receive Holy Communion later today, where we receive Christ's actual body and blood, so too we form a body where we can benefit or harm each other by the very actions we choose to do.